If you're looking for a new, old, or even some forgotten passion, well, you've come to the right place. Better drink up some passion potion and listen up, because the show's about to begin.
Passion Fruit Podcast. You are listening to Passion Fruit Podcast. Passion Fruit Podcast. You are listening to Passion Fruit Podcast.
You're now listening to the Passion Fruit Podcast. Only on Spotify.
Welcome back to the Passion Focus SG.
I'm Gordon. First time.
Oh, I'm Alfie.
I'm Helmy.
I'm sick.
And I'm excited because it's my first time starting. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And also
coming here.
Yeah, actually coming.
And I'm also excited because I'm here.
Yeah.
But my leg.
How's your leg, Hasif?
Yes.
It still hurts, to be honest.
Then too bad. Walk it off.
Oh, okay.
Walk it off. Literally. I mean, can you even walk? Eat off.
I can walk, but I cannot
eat off.
Yeah, I cannot walk.
Okay, but back to today's topic.
Yeah,
I know that it's been a hot second since we talked about something that is pop culture related.
Yeah, man.
We've been talking about music, fashion. I disappeared for quite a long time.
Yeah, we went through a few conventions.
Went through a few conventions. Mm. But yeah, and I know like right now Marvel has been getting a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, the VFX, the movies.
Wait, VFX for what?
I think in terms of
in general,
like
everything. It started with like what Doctor Strange, I think. Yeah.
And like, also like how the VFX team
like getting underpaid
and stuff like that. Work, yeah.
A lot of shit happening for Marvel right now. But it's a glimpse of hope. Because now DC has hired someone new.
Oh.
Maybe their own cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is.
I forgot BGM, sorry.
Oh. Nice, okay.
But nice, nice.
Yes. He is James Gunn.
Wow.
Yeah, James Gunn and Peter Safran.
Peter Safran.
Okay, I don't know who the Peter Safran guy is.
He's a producer. So he produced a lot of movies from Shazam. Basically, anything from Shazam. Then, like, I think the Annabelle universe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the Conjuring universe.
Oh, wow.
He's a producer for a lot of, like, basically Warner related films are so he's also very passionate about the DC stuff actually. So that's why they decided to pair them together.
Nice.
Well, that's good. It's like they finally hopefully got their own Kevin Feige.
James Gunn.
Peter Safran.
If you guys like are living under a rock, don't know who James Gunn is.
Just stay in the rock.
He did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
he made Guardians of the Galaxy a household name.
Yeah.
Can't believe that shit happened.
He made Scooby Doo.
The one with the movie start off when Scooby and Skaggy was smoking.
Balls, yeah.
And the fact that it came out like 20 years ago around there
2002.
And the fact that I didn't know until like there was one like few years ago I went to one of my friend's birthday party, we were watching that and it's like, wait, are they smoking weed? What the fuck? It's like, yo, what?
Basically the whole movie is like you won't know until you grow up.
And that's the reason maybe why it makes sense that they are doing all this like stupid shit, like it's all hallucination.
Yeah.
No, it's not kids shows. I knew it when they swap places. Then the fact was like, I can look at myself naked.
Oh yeah. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
There was also another film, another scene. Sorry, it's like a bit.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But there was another scene in the movie that they cut out because it was deemed to be too scary.
Oh, is it?
It's when they got swapped bodies. And then I think Velma, there was one part where she was with all these other possessed people. And that part was, even though there was no monsters, but the way they portray her is too scary.
Oh, wow.
It can be part of the Conjuring universe kind of scene like that.
Oh, shit.
But fun fact, the actress playing for Velma is actually the wife for
Hawkeye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, serious?
Yep. Yeah.
What a throw.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, he's the same legit actress.
Yeah. Like, Linda Cardellini, yeah. Mm. There's the actress. Yeah.
No, is it not the movie.
She
acts as Hawkman. Hawkman, different. Different.
I mean, technically, we are talking about DC.
Transitioning.
Hi, man. Nice segue.
Yeah.
But mostly, I know this past few weeks or so, James Gunn just posted his first few titles.
Oh yes.
I'm guessing like the season one
the
or
first
like
chapter of the 10-year plan.
First chapter. First phase has already been taken by Marvel.
Right. Yeah.
First chapter, Gods and Monsters.
Yeah.
And when I saw like the titles, right, it's very reminiscent of like very good comic book stories that they are pulling from.
They're sticking more towards comics now. Mm. As compared to like, the previous Snyderverse, I guess.
Yeah, because of Zack Snyder and like the rest, like Christian Bale, everybody, right? Yeah. They have their own version or their own take. Some they didn't really... They did read like a few comics, but it's not the very notable. Mm. It's not the very like obscure ones. They only pull from notable ones, which everyone knows. Because
their vision also is like, I don't think they wanted to... Like
combine everything.
Combine and follow up with like a whole Justice League kind of.
I think in the first place, I mean, of course, the Batman Begins, that one, the Christopher Nolan one, that one is his own thing. And then like whatever that they did with Superman Returns was a flop.
Yep.
They wanted to start the so-called DC Universe with Green Lantern, it also was a flop.
Ah, shit. Well,
there was a Green Lantern.
Ryan Reynolds.
Then when,
oh my god, I forgot.
Yeah, but I mean, without that movie, he wouldn't have met his wife. So yeah.
Blake Lively.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but then when it came to Zack Snyder, it was like he initially didn't have thoughts of like making a super big connected universe. He just wanted to tell his story. So like that so-called like plotline from Superman to Justice League, then that's it.
Which is why it's like his own universe.
Yeah, which is why he made it so his thing. Then like no one else could like so-called disturb that flow in a sense. Yeah. But then it kind of messed up because of all the studio interference and everything.
Yeah, then the actual movie itself is...
Okay, if you see like his own version, right, the Justice League, his own one, right? The 4 hours one. My
honestly,
God,
it's 3 good.
It's good.
Maybe 3 or 4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours.
Oh, four. Okay.
It's good. He broke it up into chapters also.
Yeah. I think it's good. Like legit.
When you watch the original and then you realize like, oh, they cut out so many important things.
They cut out so many, they took out. What was the biggest film? I my mind is so Apocalypse. Ah, Darkseid.
Apocalypse is the same one.
Yeah, Apocalypse is freaking Marvel.
Yeah, but Marvel Apocalypse God is the world that Darkseid lives on. So yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But it's APOKOLI.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Then I mean, okay lah. So, but we at least kind of have like some of the good movies like Aquaman, Shazam, Flash. That's upcoming.
Yeah, the Flash one. We're gonna touch on Flash later on.
Touch on it now also.
Yeah, but seriously, like the Flash, after what James Gunn revealed the titles for the first part of Chapter One, then afterwards the Flash came out. I was like, yo, I think that's when the hype really peaked.
Because the trailer brought back like the Michael Keaton Batman. Like full Flash, you can see him.
You know how old is Michael Keaton?
Yeah, he's like 70s plus.
No,
60s. 70s,
80s, really.
Fucking old.
He's close to 80.
Yeah, he's like Harrison Ford. When right now Harrison Ford is doing another Indiana Jones movie. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
I mean, Harrison Ford is gonna appear on the Thunderbolts, right?
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. And he's like 80, now 81.
But compared to that, I mean, I bet Michael Keaton's gonna do more stunts, but I just don't know if like he's gonna use a stunt double or what.
Stunt double,
right?
Definitely.
He can't do the shit he does in like 1980 something.
But then when I saw him wearing the suit, I remember watching like a series of videos talking about all about the Batman trilogy. Yeah. After when I saw his suit, is like, how the hell is he supposed to move his neck? I mean, it's like he's really suffered during his time, his prime when he was Batman. Then now he's gonna wear it again. And it's like,
they definitely gave him a new suit. It's just it looks the same.
It looks the same, but can he at least move his
everything else? So like all the modern technology. Because back then, the reason why he couldn't move his neck was the material.
It's the material. It's like so hard.
Yeah, and it's the way and it's the way they molded. yeah. The whole body turn. But in the trailer also he did that.
Yeah. So exactly. It's iconic.
It's
thing,
yeah.
It's iconic. But
I think they kept it. But like they probably gave him the option like you need to turn your head. Just turn your head. Yeah. I'm sure the material technology has changed by a lot.
It's actually a lot slimmer. Like the first one was the neck super thick. Yeah, and like, holy neck. Shit.
Yeah, I feel so bad for him, sir.
Hey man, it's a meme right now. It's a meme, dude. Yeah.
Which is why when I was watching that video, compared to the recent Batman, which is Robert Pattinson acted as, it was so much better. Obviously the suit is so much better, and then obviously his neck can move better.
But I really am looking forward to it because one thing is like a lot of people mention like the Flash movie is like the reset of DC universe.
I think that's also maybe one of the reasons why they were delaying the movie for so long. Besides all the other problems also, they were trying to figure out how to move forward.
Right.
So that's why it took them a lot of time, and then there was actually quite a lot of reshoots, a lot of like double takes and everything. Then like the VFX issues, the actor issues also.
I think it's really worth the wait.
All the delays, I think, kind of became like a very nice coincidence for them. Because it tied in nicely with the Discovery buy over of Warner Media. Basically everything became a, you know, like really, really nice nexus point for them. So at this point, they can use the Flash to just reset everything one shot.
It's like the problem is that not the movie, it's the management or the studio. So it's like,
It's unfortunate
that we can't even watch these movies earlier or maybe better.
But I really think it's worth the wait.
But it's now, because we're already waiting. We waited.
Like you imagine like when all the DC movies that came out in the past 10, 20 years, like they didn't have any like concrete plans like what we mentioned previously. So for now, I think the difference is like they really have an 8 to 10 year plan for DC.
But the previous management, they tried to do that plan shit. So every time they announce movies and then end up, they just like sit on it, and then like the writers and the directors, they have also come and go so many times to the point where they don't move forward with a lot of projects, and they keep changing stuff, keep changing timelines.
Yeah, they didn't have like a person like Kevin Feige.
Yeah,
so
like
for now,
no anchor to like sit down and tell them to like sort shit out.
So hopefully like with this coming of age of DC, like the wheels of fate for them is turning around.
Yeah.
So we'll see once 2025 comes and everything hopefully looks
resets
better.
Nicely.
I'm honestly like, I can't wait to see the
Flash movie.
The Flash movie and also like all the combination of all the movies afterwards.
So the thing is right now, right, we don't know how the transitions, because we only know like the very like on the surface news about like the DC movies, but we don't know behind the scenes like the Shazam and Aquaman, the upcoming movies, how are they going to transition to the Flash? Also, are they going to be tied into how they're going to reset the universe and everything? Then following that, the Flash movie, like how do they do that? Because technically, like what James Gunn said, it's a blanket reset, but not a full thing. Like it's like there's only certain elements that's going to pick up. So how will the Flash tie into all this? I don't know like what you guys would think about that. Like what's your take? Like how would they pull? What would they keep? What would they throw?
I think for me, personal opinion, we know the Flash is gonna come out soon. Then we still have the Aquaman and Blue Beetle. Like I still believe that they can try to tie in. Like I understand certain what it's called, a blanket reset.
Yeah.
Whereas they can still release some like loose ends of like the movies because it still can tie in with like what James Gunn is announced.
Because the Flash is literally like, I mean, if you all know the Flashpoint storyline from the comics, it's like he goes to another universe, then when he comes back, nothing is as it seems. So one way or another, they can basically, it's basically free play as a blank canvas for them when he comes back. Like they keep the certain things that they throw away. But I know for sure James Gunn said the entire Peacemaker and Suicide Squad stuff, they're going to keep.
Yeah.
Everything else he keep quiet because I think he has like those bigger plans that's waiting after like Shazam, Aquaman, The Flash comes out. Yeah, it'd be quite interesting to see actually.
I think for me wise, I think they will keep Aquaman and Shazam because these two, Wonder Woman debatable lah. I'm not very sure.
Yeah, that's why there've been a lot of like rumors. But I like how James Gunn is handling all these things though. He always like closed down, like shuts down the rumors on Twitter. Every time people ask, or they speculate, or even those people, like they are so-called the renowned leakers, they are always like getting, like the scoopers and everything, they always get shut down like quickly by James Gunn, which I appreciate because he's telling people like, no, that's bullshit, it's not true, I got better plans than that. So like, okay. Which makes us in turn excited. So which I think is good. It's like free marketing. You just reply to people on Twitter and then people hype it up. Like the comic book sites and everything are shooting up in terms of like all the articles, like speculation, which is good, I think. He's really smart about it, honestly.
Yeah. I also like the idea of how like they, like all these upcoming movies that are going to come out, they are scheduled to be released anyways. It's it becomes like DC Elseworlds where they know that they have
other producers. They can potentially tie in, but they can also be separate.
Yeah,
but at this point, they are separate lah.
Yeah, it's a separate thing. So, I also think it's good that they also separate Batman and the upcoming Joker.
There's so many Batman.
It's like, Matt Reeves, Michael Keaton, Ben Affleck.
Wait, Matt Reeves is the director.
Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson's Batman.
Got George Clooney also.
Oh my God. There's so many.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Yeah, but
Adam West.
I was like, shit.
Yeah, man. This is also the one on Titans.
But now, I mean the recent ones are obviously, which is the Ben Affleck one and the Robert Pattinson one. The Michael Keaton one obviously is more of like
a throwback kind of
thing. But it's just that because in the announcement which James Gunn said it's gonna be another Batman.
Basically the rebooted universe.
It's gonna be in the Elseworlds,
No.
Oh, it's the new one.
It's the one that's replacing Ben Affleck.
It's the one where he introduced the Robin, is it? The Batman Robin.
Brave and the Bold. That one is much more, I would say it's not as dark and gritty. Yeah, it's not as dark and gritty as the Zack Snyder's like Batman, Nightmare, whatever thing.
Oh, I thought it's gonna be dark and gritty because of like the relationship between those two.
Brave and the Bold is like more like a family story.
Yeah, it's more family.
A bad family story.
Which is good, because you can you don't have, people already know the backstory of Batman, like what drives him, and what is, and like of course the Robins, everything, like why he needs a psychic and everything, right? Yeah. So I think it's finally like a good step forward to see how do they. Like how do they work together? But I never see them work together apart from animated series.
And Adam West Batman.
And that shit.
Do you want to know what Batman?
Adam West.
Adam West, 1960s Batman.
But there's also the George Clooney Batman also.
Batman Forever.
Actually, speaking of Batman and the Brave and the Bold, actually, do you know that the last time Robin appeared in like movies is the Batman Robin one, which is 1989?
1989 is the Michael Keaton one. So the one after is 1991, I think.
So it's like more than 20 years ago, bro.
Yeah, 30 years already.
Yeah, it's a good callback.
But can you consider the Titans series?
It's live action, but it's like in movies, you didn't the Titans series didn't really show Batman and Robin working together per se.
Just Robin,
Nightwing doing his own things.
Issues, man. They have a lot of issues. Personal issues.
It's more like a teen. I don't know.
Yeah, it's more of the teen story show. Of the Titans lah, not the Batman. Batman was just like a subset of the show.
That's why I'm like really looking forward to Brave and Bold to see. Like, okay, I'm not sure how many of the Bat family will be there. Like, will they have the full cast? Because
Red Hood or
the Bat family is huge.
I hope they at least have Nightwing, Red Hood, Batgirl, Batwoman maybe. Batwoman, Red Robin maybe.
It's Batgirl and Batwoman.
Yeah, it's two different people.
There's a few Batgirls. There's a Batwoman, and then there's like other. There's like
There's Batwing, who is like
Luke Fox.
Lucius Fox's son.
There was also the what? Azazel?
Azazel.
Azazel.
Yeah. The killer.
That one also is part of the Bat family, right?
Or yeah, he is.
Yeah. Damn. It's huge.
But I think it's a good.
It's not Azazel, it's Azrael. Yeah.
Azrael. So I also think it's a good way for them to finally introduce Damian Wayne properly.
Oh, yes.
Because. I think they have not shown Damian Wayne in any of the movies.
Yeah.
As far as I can remember. So it's like a good start to not showcase the origin all over again. Same goes for the Superman Legacy.
Yeah.
Where they're not gonna talk about the origin.
Which,
they're gonna
which
have
is
like
why the Flash
continue.
Yeah. Starts off like very nicely. Like starts off the universe very nicely because once it's a reset, right? They can basically be like, oh, like our days have gone by pretty normally, but actually you start to realize, hey, it's a different universe. That's exactly how it happened in the comics. Yeah. They didn't do like a origin story all over again and everything. It was just like going on their normal lives. So I think it's smart of him because everyone already more or less knows their origin stories for the most part. Which is why like you have all the other stuff that's more or less known to have those origin stories.
I think James Gunn also mentioned about like the Superman Legacy movie, how it's going to be like what they call it, a four quadrant film. So, fun fact about four quadrant film, meaning it caters to four types of demographic. So we have the male under 25s, female under 25s, male over 25 and female over 25. If you want to see like an example of what this four quadrant film is like, imagine The Incredibles. It's like it caters to people who are like in a mature audience, but it can also to cater to like families, young kids. So in that context, I really hope that Superman Legacy can hold up to its name and how James Gunn will portray it, because I'm not so sure how he's going to portray Superman Legacy.
Yeah. Because it's the starting point of the new universe. Yeah. If it flops, it's going to like, it's going to bring down the name of the... Yeah. It's gonna name like drop the name of the new DCU quite quickly. The same way like when Man of Steel came out, it was so divisive. Everyone was like, we don't want a violent Superman. But that's what he is. He's an alien who's super strong, right? You can't expect him to not kill by accident also, right? Yeah.
So, I think I was okay, this time I was watching, do you guys heard of this channel called Film Theory? I'm pretty sure you have, right? Yeah, so
what?
Film Theory.
Right.
So he recently uploaded a video
like how
he fixed the DCU again.
Yeah.
With updated James Gunn's one. So what he said, there's something he said that is very true. That's why I feel the Snyderverse didn't work out everything. Because people know who these characters are, right?
Right.
Like Batman in the comics, I think this one is he's catering to more comic book people.
Yeah.
And then after that, if the writers and directors do it properly, they can portray that same emotion to the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was saying that Zack Snyder actually was doing his own thing. So he put like, he took all this like material, right? And then put like his own like 300 filter over it. It's just everything all super dark, super gritty. And some people didn't like vibe with it because not everyone has that same gritty.
Okay.
And also because Superman stories and Batman stories, Wonder Woman, they all are very different. They're all super like separated one, even in comics. It's only when they come together like Justice League to fight like a major threat, then somehow it works. So for like Superman, I'm glad he sees Superman Legacy because it's more or showing the side of humanity of Superman. Like because he's still raised on Earth. He may be an alien, but he came here as a baby, man.
Yeah.
So he still was raised in Kansas, farmer. He's
very human first.
It's like a kitten being raised by dogs.
Yeah. Interesting analogy.
Have you seen those videos of like the cat that acts like dogs?
Yeah.
It's so who knows?
The kitten can bark.
But the same can be said for Supergirl. The one where James Gunn said like she's gonna be a totally different Supergirl.
Yeah.
Like how she was raised is different from
The
dynamics is very different because one is from Krypton, one is from Earth.
And the way she's raised, like she's been raised in an environment where everyone is dying all around.
It's like because they're gonna introduce her in Flash, right?
No, but this one is
different Supergirl.
It's a different Supergirl.
It's different Supergirl.
It's another different Supergirl.
So when they're gonna reset, there's so that Supergirl you see in the Flash. It's more of like a Elseworlds Supergirl. It's an alternate universe Supergirl.
I thought she's gonna be part of the.
Nope. They might bring her actress back. We don't know. But James Gunn has not said anything regarding casting and everything, so we really don't know who's coming back, who's not.
But it's nice to see Supergirl in action. Yeah. Like, of course, you have the TV series, which I don't know if you all watch.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So I really like this new portrayal of this Supergirl. It's very dark, very gritty. Yeah, even though it's not really the Snyderverse dark and gritty, but nice change of pace to see it with the Flash also.
Because the context is very different.
Yeah.
Her Supergirl is like really like I don't know how to say.
Like the way she's being brought up, right?
More like she crash landed on Earth, they just kept her as experiment.
As an actual alien.
So you don't see like the Supergirl interacting with other heroes, other humans and everything. So of course the feelings that she has will probably be very different. So
she wants to kill.
Most of she just wants to escape. Like,
yeah, bro, she just wants to be free.
If you didn't know, like the Supergirl movie that is in the DCU that will come out later on, it turns out that based on the comics with the title Supergirl, was it Woman of Tomorrow?
I think so.
So it turns out there might be appearance of Crypto, the Superdog. So I don't know if how James gonna portray that. Because
probably the same way he gonna bring the dog in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Same thing.
Oh my god.
Probably will have that, but without the talking, I guess.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Probably just a silent, like cute dog.
Wait, does Crypto the Superdog talk?
No,
he doesn't.
He does what?
Animation. Oh, he was talking to other pets.
No, that one is Dwayne Johnson.
The
animated show, is it?
No, it's not animated. It's the Christmas one. The dog talk, right? It's like using the like some.
Oh, the voice. Kind of Galaxy.
We talking about Crypto like DCU.
Superman's dog.
The same universe as Up because the dog also can talk.
Actually, because the Supergirl, I thought was thinking that she's gonna somewhat join with the Superman Legacy like movie or something. Because the fact that the Superman Legacy is like Superman is being brought up by like
farmers
and like adoptive parents, like being brought up as a normal child. Well, compared to Supergirl, she's being brought up, like she's being captured or that tortured maybe in a way. So I thought there's gonna be like this sort of contrast be in between them for the next movie. Then when you guys mentioned this, I was like
in the DCU we will have that contrast.
But it's just not the way that, because the Flash is, because he's traveling to a totally different universe, there's no relevance whatsoever to what's before and what's coming after. That Supergirl doesn't exist after whatever he goes through, unless if they decide to bring her back as a proper Supergirl, then
could.
Because you still don't know, like in the Superman Legacy, like who is the villain? It could be Lex Luthor, confirm. I guess maybe
the usual.
But maybe the humanity of Superman will show more. Because in like the first, like in Zack Snyder's one, Lex Luthor was a bit of a freak. Yeah, it's pretty creepy. It's pretty like weird.
They really got the wrong actor for it.
High-functioning psychopath. It's like Sherlock.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Like the way he speaks and mannerism is so, I don't know, it looks
weird.
Like suddenly, suddenly it feels like
he's autistic or some shit.
I swear. Maybe you think like a Joker kind of.
He's like on crack, like itchy and everything.
But in reality, in the comics, it's like Lex Luthor is he's
cold and calculating.
He's cold and calculating. Yes.
He's not a psychopath. More like
he's not really a psychopath.
More like
he's like a chess master. He plays his pieces right. Basically. But I don't know. I feel that's one of the missing links. If you want to have a Superman story, you have to have a good Lex Luthor.
That was the downsides
for Zack Snyder's vision.
Who should play Lex Luthor?
Anyone they can shave. 20
scenes suffer. Charismatic and smart. He can be an astronaut. He can be a teacher.
He can be a firefighter. But it is true.
Lex Luthor.
Exactly. Lex Luthor.
What?
Lex Luthor.
Actually, I thought in the first Shazam, I forgot his name. The villain for the first Shazam, what's his name?
Dr. Sivana, is it?
I forgot
his actor's name.
I think that guy, he could be a good Lex Luthor.
They want it to be an old guy. But I'm sure, I honestly feel like anything that James Gunn is going to cast for, they're probably going to be like oldest, maybe in like their 28 or 29.
You know, like football release.
Because they have to make sure they can last for 10 years, man.
Football. It's like,
10 years is the bare minimum, bro. That's the 10 year plan. But
that's
beyond
the
that,
prime.
Yeah.
But Because maybe we are being a bit too used to Marvel, because most of the Marvel castings were actually
old, also they don't care.
When they started, they were like probably 40s. Early 40s, late 30s. Then after that, when they somewhat they finally
ended,
retire,
which
from
is
Endgame to Endgame.
But Endgame, yeah, that's like in the end of 50. So
yeah,
that's true. Yeah, even like Hugh Jackman himself, we still can't. I can't get rid of that
mindset of him as Wolverine.
Speaking Wolverine, but he's gonna come back.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about Marvel. But speaking of like
parallels.
Speaking of other like movies in the DCU that's gonna come up, I'm really interested to see this The Authority.
Yes.
It's like something totally random.
Yeah.
People definitely don't know much about
I mean, to give a backstory, if you all don't know what The Authority is, it's basically the Justice League from the Wildstorm universe.
Yeah.
So back then Wildstorm is a separate universe from DC. They are like another comic company like Dark Horse, Image Comics, this kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's basically another competitor lah, so to speak. Then DC bought over their rights to the characters lah. Then they took them quite a while to integrate the characters to the universe, cause I think they were like, one thing is licensing, like they were finishing up all the contracts and everything, and then they had to find a way to tie in the story very nicely. So they decided to do it in like one of their usual crisis events.
Infinite Earth.
That kind of shit.
Everyone comes back.
So they merge. Basically, they merging the whole multiverse together. Then that's where the Wildstorm corner of the universe came into the they have their equivalent of Batman, they have their equivalent of Superman, and then these two, fun fact, they are like gay lovers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you have a gay couple, Batman and Superman, which I think, I mean, fair play for those who are in that community. They have someone to represent them as heroes, I guess. Yeah.
That's good.
It's interesting to see, because there'll be like a Justice League and then there'll be the Authority. I wonder how it will play out. It's going to be like the Thunderbolts versus Avengers eventually.
I also found out recently from like the interview with James Gunn, he mentioned them as very questionable people.
Yeah. Also like The Boys, if you all watch The Boys.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so it's like the Seven kind of vibes. Yeah, they are quite, but they are not to that extent.
They're not to that super, like,
they're not that fucked up.
Yeah, they still preach for justice, but not in the way that the Seven do it.
It's not like a heroic kind of
It's not
justice.
False heroics. It's like genuinely wanting the greater good,
like,
kind of
in
thing.
In my opinion, that's my justice kind lah.
Yeah. So, like in One Piece, absolute justice. That kind
corrupted
of
justice.
Yeah. So it's
that's interesting.
Yeah. So then you will see that dynamic come out soon. I hope it's gonna be a good move for them They need to do it right lah, basically.
And I also found out a very interesting bit from this. Singapore represent, because one of the heroes, or I don't know if you call it heroes or what, from the Authority, the leader, or not the leader, there's a character in the Authority that is a Singaporean. So this Singaporean is actually a successor from the leader of the Authority. So I don't know if
are you gonna cast a Singaporean?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Or is that random? Like,
no, it's not random.
Or something?
No, it's not random. It's part of the comics. It's part of the
storyline. They actually mentioned Singapore and everything.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if James Gunn is gonna cast a Singaporean.
Yeah. Nah, not.
I mean, the
Allah walau, have
not.
Oh,
what? Like,
oh,
the Singaporean factor. Yeah.
I will kill you lah. No lah. That's so forced.
Don't like that leh.
That was too forced. No,
man. That's not Singaporean.
Please,
yes,
No.
It'd be damn cringe though.
Yeah.
Like, kena apa je? Walau ye.
Cringe lah, pada same time.
Worldwide, everyone be like, what the fuck is going on?
Eh, lancau lah.
Please make it natural. I don't want that, man.
Yes, yeah, damn cringe.
I don't want that.
Yeah, let it happen naturally. Yeah, they can just speak without the Singlish, like, and can still be a, you know, like the time the Shang-Chi.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's very chill.
Ronnie Cheng.
Yeah.
If you have also, like, if you want a comparison about Singaporean in like all those famous movies, you can.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, you can have that, definitely. Yeah. You can also have the freaking Chow Yun Fat that plays a Singaporean pirate in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Welcome to Singapore.
Singapore, oh my god.
Singapore even exists actually.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly.
The timeline don't make sense at all.
Actually, there is a Singaporean actor in Hollywood. He's the one that played he's a he. In Mortal Kombat, he's the actor that played.
Oh wait,
what's his name? What's the wizard's name?
I don't remember.
Huh?
The old wizard.
Yeah, the one that sucks so one. I first
the soul is mine.
Oh, yeah. Eh, Singapore.
The old Mortal Kombat. The newest one.
He's the well long head. He's the black
the main bad guy.
Warlock.
Yeah. Oh,
the warlock. Yeah. If I'm not wrong, the main lead also is Malaysia or some shit like that.
Yeah,
like some mix Australia. I don't know. I got a mix one. But yeah, it's Asian represent.
Yes, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
man. Oh,
I then like the snake eyes. Who's the guy?
Henry Golding.
Malaysian lah. Yeah.
Golding, Malaysian.
Southeast Asia represent.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
I don't want to play the authority. Taufik Batisah.
Oh,
wow.
What?
Legends, yeah.
Then you see the movie poster below sponsored by Batisah, bro.
Property.
Up next.
They find spaces for them to rent.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Taufik Batisah here.
But actually, speaking of like the authority and all the other movies, one thing I'm also interested, the return of Swamp Thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if there was a stint of the Swamp Thing.
Yeah, one season.
Yeah.
The TV series surprisingly everyone said is fucking good.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but then they cancel it. I don't know why. Stupid.
Usually
the best shit they get cancelled quite quickly for some reason. Match, right? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, but it's a shame, but I don't think we're gonna get a continuation. But some way or another, I hope they can at least take ideas from it lah, since it's so good. Based on what people were saying, like, I didn't watch the show, but everyone was saying it's so good. But if they can pick up some of the ideas from that, I think it's a good move from them. Then it's also for them to introduce the Justice League Dark. So Constantine, Zatanna,
King Reeves.
So basically, it's a magician subset of Justice League. So all magic power related.
Swamp Thing is considered magic.
Doctor Fate is more JSA, but sometimes he will be part of that.
What is JSA again?
Justice Society of America.
Yeah.
Because I heard, I think the Swamp Thing, is it a movie or series?
Movie.
I think it's gonna be the horror movie, right?
Yeah.
Which is great. Going back to like the Marvel one, there was the Noah film.
Werewolf.
Werewolf by Night, right? Yeah. Oh shit, man. I think at first I was skeptical. Look at it.
It's good.
Interesting.
I had to watch it, man.
They have that noir feeling, but it really feels like it's a modern noir.
Its own thing.
Really good.
And I think there's a monster called The Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Marvel has this thing, right?
Yeah, it's like very practical kind of effects, like the old school one. It looks damn good. Like, oh my god, I miss like those practical effects. So they made something like that. Oh, that'd be good, eh?
Not bad. Yeah.
The Fantastic Four, right?
No.
The Thing.
Okay. The other thing.
You know, that thing.
Yeah. But okay lah, I mean, besides something, then there's also like Waller, the continuation for Peacemaker.
Oh yeah, I think they should. Yeah. I mean, the actress herself is, actually she played well.
She's a top-notch actress, man. And she deserves all the...
She's been playing as Amanda Waller for
the longest time.
Ever since Suicide Squad, eh?
Yeah, the first Suicide Squad.
Second Suicide Squad.
You know what sells? It's the face.
Black Adam.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Black Adam, yeah.
It works.
Her reaction when I think it was the last episode of Peacemaker when her niece or something?
Her daughter.
She fucked up something and
then she
can feel the rage from Amanda Waller. I fucking love
that. She exposed.
Spoiler for those who haven't watched Peacemaker, I'm sorry. But you're gonna be spoiled anyways.
You should watch Peacemaker. Yeah, I mean, if you're funny. Into dumb humor.
James Gunn, I think he's at peak, right? When introducing like obscure characters.
That's true.
Because when it's obscure, you don't have expectations.
Yeah, right.
You can do whatever you want. He really knows how to make it work for himself.
Which is why, what the fuck, Creature Commandos? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
But exactly, Afik.
I'm a DC fan. And I've never
heard of
Creature Commandos. Yeah, but apparently it's been part of the DC. I think, okay, I'm not sure if it's part of the Wildstorm universe, maybe. Then that's why maybe I've not heard it, but.
I don't think so because I don't know because the characters from Creature Commandos, It's like what? Frankenstein's monster. You have like, okay, let me look through my
head. You have to look through.
Okay, well, yeah. Werewolf, vampire, yeah. There's a Gorgon, and they're all fighting Nazis.
Yeah. So I think maybe Creature Commandos could be one of those like newer generation DC comic stuff.
Because
before this, we all had purely like,
obscure.
It's all purely just heroes, and then now you have this thing, it's damn random.
Honestly, if this were to be released in like 10 years ago, would it have the hype as it
I don't think so.
No, they would just think it's like some other
fucking nerdy show or something.
They would think it's part of the universe.
Universal.
Yeah.
The thing is that.
Hey, but this Creature Commandos hearing all like the, how to say, like their news regarding the Creature Commandos, like how they want to play into the story and everything. Right. Like, I think right in my head, it would be good if they can follow a bit like the recent Doom Patrol TV series, that formula. Because it's like very like kooky, like nonsensical. I think it might work with that kind of vibe. Because it's going to be animation anyway, so they can...
It's going to be animation.
I'm not sure if it's an animated series or animated movie, but it's animation regardless.
It's a series. But I also heard, which is a good thing, but I also heard like the voice actors of those...
they're going to translate into real life. So eventually you're going to see them
in real life.
It's good. I love that.
It's a smart move, to be honest.
Yeah. And we also have the lanterns.
For sure.
They're gonna have both
John Stewart and Hal Jordan. They better fix that shit, man. Green Lantern is like one of my favorite shit in DC.
Don't have a CG mask, bro.
Yeah, don't fuck it up, man.
We have two of the biggest Green Lantern fans in this room right now.
Don't do this.
We have Gordon who can recite all the different.
No, I can't remember this. Last time I can, but now I can't.
The old ones. In Brightest Day, in Blackest Night, no evil shall escape my sight. Beware those who worship evil smite. Beware my power, Green Lanterns light.
I mean,
then there's just I only know the Orange Lantern one is the easiest.
Mine.
Because it's like the grid, the color grid.
Then what about the red? Oh, red is rage.
Red is rage.
Yellow?
Yellow fear.
Oh, so the
Sinestro, right?
Sinestro is fear.
Yeah, fear.
Then black.
Black is death.
Then purple?
Indigo, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, like some kind of philosophical
unity
thing.
Or something like that.
Tea or some more.
It's some alien language one.
Yeah. Uni- blue. If I'm wrong, it's unity. Blue is hope.
Then there's pink also.
Pink is love.
Not pink. You saw like orange already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bro. It's a whole rainbow.
It's a spectrum of colors.
Then the whole rainbow combined together become white.
Yeah.
Or not black.
Then there's life.
There's life.
Yeah.
I thought all colors if combined become black.
No, it's white.
Really?
The prism stone, you shine a white light. Come out white.
Boom.
Rainbow color, bro.
But
this one, maybe using CMYK.
You got to see the Pink Floyd, the t-shirt.
Yeah.
So the white light, then the prism, then come out rainbow. Then in reverse, then white light.
I thought, no, because I'm thinking of like you.
You're
thinking of
white.
Of course.
But what I love about this upcoming one, right? They say it's a detective.
It's a buddy cop style.
Yeah, show. Like, those of them gonna buddies.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a TV series first. And this TV series is gonna set up the bigger DCU.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the thing that they're gonna discover in that plot, because they already say it's detective, so there's bound to be discovery, ma. So the thing they're gonna discover is gonna open up the DCU.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
So that's like one of the anchor points for the current DCU plan lah. So I think based on the stuff so far, the touch points will probably be like something, Superman and Lantern. Because something will cover the magic aspect.
Yep.
Superman will be just like the general anchor of the universe.
But something is considered a villain?
No, he's more anti-hero.
He's the protector of Earth.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What?
His power is the called green.
The green.
Oh, I thought green. I thought he's just
Captain Planet.
The swarm.
Captain Planet.
Wait, but Captain Planet, I thought he's the Marvel Don Cheadle.
The fucked up Captain Planet.
Will that appear in DCU?
Oh, and the green.
I hope not. But yeah, I mean, it's a good thing that they have like a few anchors to like spread, which I think that's like the thing that people are not seeing, the overall picture, because they're always seeing like, oh, there's gonna be all these random things, but they don't realize that James, the reason why James Gunn has these things is because he set in motion something that's gonna spread like a, you know, like the tree roots.
It's a bigger picture thing.
Yeah, so the tree roots gonna keep spreading underground, and then in the meantime, there's a tree is gonna keep sprouting, which I think that's his idea for this whole plan, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Green Lantern is gonna be one of those very key parts of it. Yeah.
Damn.
You definitely have to like take care of your heavy hitters. You have to take care of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, right? Green Lantern, right? Then everyone likes them already, right? Then it's easier to
transition to
other characters. Like,
that's true.
Fucking Booster Gold, eh? The last I see him is in like the fucking Smallville, eh?
Yeah.
The
recent one there's a Booster Gold of sorts, The Legends of Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The last season. Then they just feature him for one like season. Then after that they got cancelled already.
Yeah, fuck, man. Yeah. I love this Legends of Tomorrow. I thought it's quite good, eh.
If you never watch Doom Patrol, that's the vibe. They're very like nonsensical. Yeah. Which I think Creature Commandos should take that kind of vibe.
Hopefully.
I think it's a good move.
Who do you all think will play as Booster Gold? Like
he needs to be a blondie, confirm.
Don't need to be blonde. He just needs to be stupid. Stupid funny, not stupid.
Maybe we touch on like what is Booster Gold? Like what kind of character is this? Yeah.
Booster Gold is a hero wannabe, first and foremost.
Yeah.
He's
in the future and then he's like
he traveled back in time to be a hero.
Yeah, because in time doesn't have superpowers.
No Booster Gold. So it's like free reign for him, set up his own identity, then pretend he's a hero, make everyone love him. He basically wants to sell himself as a product. Merchandising. Yeah. Legit, bro.
Legit.
This is AI robot with him, and then it's like selling merchandise and everything. Yeah. Then I think something happened that changed his mind about superheroics, and that's where he decided to become like an actual hero. Yeah.
I don't know how this will tie with like the Blue Beetle. I don't know if Blue Beetle is gonna be part of the DCU.
There's gonna be Blue Beetle as well.
So hopefully maybe we'll have like a team power up, like the lanterns kind of style. But
that Blue Beetle is gonna come out before the Booster Gold, man.
Yeah, which is why I'm not entirely sure.
And that Blue Beetle is technically not the Blue Beetle that Booster Gold is close to.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The Blue Beetle movie that's coming out is
the kid, right? The mask.
Jaime Reyes. So that one is like using the Scarab, the alien.
Yeah.
But he's technically linked to the original Blue Beetle, the Tapcord Blue Beetle, because he kind of mentored the kid. Yeah. So somewhere or another, there's some kind of connection, but it's not explicitly connected. But that old so-called OG Blue Beetle, I want to see him in real, like the live action.
Yeah, man, I've seen him in real life. I never see him in animated movie. Yeah. So the Young Justice, I also never see him.
The only one you see is the games, Blue Beetle.
No, that's the Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle.
Oh. The Injustice one, is different.
Oh, this is a different one.
Yeah,
oh,
it's two different ones. Yeah. So the original one, I mean, in the comics, the original one passed away, So yeah, that's the reason why he took on the mantle of Blue Beetle. Because I mean, the alien Scarab also is blue anyways.
Yep.
So that's how he got the name, yeah. But before he passed, he did mentor the new one, so there's some kind of correlation. Mm. Yeah, but hopefully we will see, I don't know, I really hope they tie that upcoming Blue Beetle into the bigger DCU. Because that, I see the suit and everything actually,
looks pretty comic accurate.
Damn accurate.
Very comic accurate. Yeah.
Just that the helmet
is very big.
Yeah, but I think that's the case, lah. I'm sure they were like CGI the helmet in
for. CG or something. Nanotech kind of.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And I think one good thing about the Blue Beetle, right? This current one, the new one, is that you also can use him as an anchor point for like Young Justice.
Yeah.
In Titans and everything.
He's like one of the key heroes also, in a sense.
Well, that's shot everything.
Oh yeah, static
shot. I
want to
see Titans in the big screen.
Yeah, for sure,
man. I really
want
to see that,
I mean, the Titans show is good in its own right, but like, I want the real Teen Titans.
I want it to be full-fledged. Like, if you all watch Titans, I mean, there are some ups and downs in the
with every show, there's always going to be. Yeah.
But it has a lot of opportunity, man.
Yeah, but a lot of wasted opportunity.
Yeah. Oh my god. I fucking love all the characters. Like, freaking Nightwing, of course, badass.
Yeah.
They have Jason Todd, who is like, corrupted right now. So Red Hood
And but then, the Red Hood suit, fucking like the helmet, I don't like it. Right. I don't like the actor that they use also. Because
they rush their
story. Their story because like it's supposed to be like after he died, then he grew up and then he become like an adult already. What? But yeah, it's fucked up lah. They fucked up the storyline. But what to do? They rushed it.
I think they should follow the writing of Young Justice.
Yes.
Because Young Justice is the best, like, wow, how many seasons? Like, how many seasons? Four? Five?
Five.
If I'm wrong, five or six.
And it's all carried by the Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Later on, then they joined the Justice League.
But the best thing is that they already have the template for this new DCU, which is like the overall like DCAU, the animated universe from back then.
Oh, right.
The Justice League Unlimited. Like, why not use that? There's already a template.
Also, yeah. Right? Yeah.
There's such a good template for them to like emulate how these stories connect. Even the newer like animated movies that was like at one point of time, I think it was they had like the Flashpoint movie. Then after that, they kind of connected some of the movies together. Also a very good template for them lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a shame lah they don't use it because it's there for you already, right? I think they need to think more like animated.
Like, because animated one, they have the time to push out the stories.
Right. And the characters don't grow until they say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas in real life, you have like actual age limits, like limitations. Mm. Like people grow, kids are going to turn into adults. Mm. Like one moment, they're like 150 cm. The next moment, they're like 2 meters tall. Yes. Like shit. So it really takes them a lot of time and nuance to like write all these stories and properly piece them together, which I think one of the reasons why the previous DCU kind of flopped, and also why MCU is taking so long to introduce the younger characters, which is like right now lah. So they are phasing out the old ones for the new ones. Yeah, I mean, to each their own lah. They have their own way of writing the story. Yeah.
But I hope they do incorporate like DCAU, like the Justice League Unlimited, because they have a lot of good stories in there. Mm. There are different arcs in it. Like there's one where Superman supposedly dies, but he just got pushed back through time.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy. I think they were fighting, was it Apocalypse or somebody? Then I think Toy Puppet? Well, what's the guy's name? The villain, Toy Man or something?
Toy Man, yeah.
Yeah, like blasted.
That's a Toy Man?
Yeah, Toy Man. Yeah. Like, he has this machine like blasted Superman to smithereens. Everyone thought he's dead. But he just got pushed back to the past of time, like dinosaur era.
Mm. What?
Yeah. Then he has to find his way back to the present.
Wait, can Superman die of old age?
Technically can. But like most of the stories have been promoting him as like immortal.
Yeah, exactly.
Because our son is constantly powering him.
Yep.
That's true.
Can't really die and he's aging super slow compared to everyone else. So I think if he was to stay at Krypton, like where there's like the red sun instead of the yellow sun, was it the other way around? I remember. Yeah, so you probably die like the way we do lah, the normal humans. Because like here is amplified by the sun. It's a different sun mah. So which is why he gets stronger.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think probably one way or another they're gonna keep him as immortal lah. Yeah, he won't age for the time being.
Until he properly dies.
Yeah.
Until there's a proper villain out there.
So I think that's also one of the things that they have to be very privy about. They have to make sure that whenever they write these characters, they don't age to a certain point. Then they have to do a reset or a reboot or something like that.
Yeah.
This is why I think this
ruins
thing,
the timeline also.
Yeah. So I think this is the reason why this is like the perfect way to do it. Have a plan, execute the plan, get to a point where you restart everything or find a way to work around it.
I also think it's a good thing that they only do like 8 to 10 year plan, nothing beyond.
And this Gods and Monsters is only the first chapter of the plan.
Exactly.
Reportedly, James Gunn is going to announce the second chapter or more of the first chapter after all the current DC slate is coming out. So after Shazam, Aquaman and Flash. Then he will announce more. Because I think they are waiting to see everyone's reaction also at the same time.
Yeah.
And they also want to know whether people's reception and how things might change. I mean, it might change like in the 1 year or so. They might suddenly have a new idea and everything. So we really don't know what to expect. But hopefully it's more good news.
I think that's also good. Like how Marvel are doing their stuff is like they really have everything concrete.
Yeah.
And because of that, there's always delays. And people, like, they really feed the fans all this, but then because of the delay, get them a bit upset. But with DCU, they really told beforehand that everything's going to be a bit more flexible.
Yeah.
Like, some things can change from what they said a year ago, which is good.
Yeah.
Like, people won't have too high expectations and people will still anticipate
because
without being like what you disappointed. Say,
Marvel's way of doing is concrete. But also there's some flexibility, but it's very minor. They really fix what they want. It's just that the way they get to it is slightly different. Yeah. So I think it's a way for them to execute the plan. I think it's smart doing it this way, writing it this way. Yeah.
Yeah, but I really hope to see like it being fleshed out in the coming years. We have the Elseworld movies, like the Batman 2, Joker, what else? Shazam, of course, Flash, Blue Beetle, Aquaman. Oh yeah, okay.
Shazam also Elseworld.
I mean, it's considered as DCU, but we will have to wait and see whether all these things end up in Elseworlds or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Like so recently I've heard about this news. Like, you know how everyone, when they create a movie, they always have test screenings.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you want to take this. Okay, take this with a pinch of salt. Because the test screenings for Aquaman 2, I heard it was very bad.
Oh, no.
I'm not so sure whether
it's true
like the
not,
test screenings or like the final product, how different it can be. But, yeah, I don't know. Like,
you see, there's the thing with screen test, though. Sometimes when screen test people go, right, they are a very small group of people. So like maybe let's say they have like multiple screen tests, right? They'll do multiple cuts of the movie. Every cut they will have maybe like 30 people to watch.
Okay.
So in total that's only maybe like let's say 5 cuts and then got 30 people. It's only about 150 people. Then you show it to the millions. Those 150 people can say the cuts are all shit except for maybe one. And then you can show 150 million people that one cut and it'll be shit to the rest of them.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's the problem with that's the reason why the Suicide Squad and the Justice League movie kind of flopped, because they went for the screen test and said like a lot of things were fucked up, then they panicked and then they decided to change a lot of things. Yeah, so basically it's just wait until it comes out to give judgment. Yeah,
yeah, okay,
I feel it's
kind of
hard, like really.
Dude, yeah, it's really hard to
everyone has
to
their own
perception of
and expectation
movie.
Also.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like games where the mechanic and everything all works, you know?
Yeah.
Movie is really about the story and everything. So if people don't like the story, or as some people like the story, it's very hard. It's gonna be like a Frankenstein, like Justice League.
Yeah, everything all over the place. But I mean, not to say that people who say bad things, it might not be true. At the same time, it could be true. Same goes for like people who give good reviews. It might be good, but for all you know, when it comes out, it might actually be shit.
Yeah.
So we really have to wait and see. But I do worry given like how these things come out. But then again, sometimes these scoops, this like release insider news, whatever, usually is like half big. So yeah. I just wait to see and expect the best.
Yeah, but to increase the mood a bit, like for those people looking forward to the Flash, you won't be disappointed, because like speaking of like critics and all, like James Gunn himself, he's part of the screen test for The Flash and Blue Beetle.
Yeah, bro.
He himself said The Flash to him was the best superhero movie
of all time. Yeah.
I don't know how you want to take with that information, but it's a good thing if James Gunn is the one who said it.
Then there's a few DC comics writers also who said that they've not watched the movie, but they've heard a lot of things about the movie. And then they say, oh shit, there's so many things we want to share, but we cannot. But the only thing they can say is that it's so good. Even if only a quarter of the things that they were given info of actually appears in The Flash, they say it's fucking amazing already.
Shit, bro.
So that's why I'm like, oh fuck, damn. I'm damn hyped also.
No, it's just it's the start, you know, of the reset.
I really, man, I can't wait, when Can June come faster?
But I just hope it doesn't make me miss Ben Affleck Batman that much.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna appeal.
It's,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's a good, it's a good like farewell. Yeah, it's a good farewell for him.
I hope it's a good one. Because he really wasn't given the right chance to do his Batman shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Shame, man. Deathstroke never get fucking wasted.
Oh man, Deathstroke. Yeah,
Joe Manganiello was supposed to be Deathstroke. Yeah.
Hard.
Yes, yeah.
Do you think Kristen Bale will appear?
Maybe. Yeah.
They say there's three Batman.
They say George Clooney also might appear.
There's three Batman.
Is
or
it
going to
be like some Spider-Man Way Home kind of?
No. Not in that sense. Oh, but more of like maybe it could be like when he's running through, like Flash is running through the Speed Force. He might see timelines.
It's just sleeper, it's not them.
May or may not be. Or could be actual appearances, but we don't know.
And no one knows, man.
No one knows until we actually see. So wait and see, guys. Just wait and see. I'm fucking excited, bro. I'm damn hyped for it.
Man.
I mean, but like, how we're waiting for all this movie to come out. Sadly, this is the end of our podcast. Hopefully, you guys like it. Like, I know it's been quite long since we talked about this kind of like all this shit. Yeah. But we're back, baby. And I'm guessing this year will definitely be a good year for the superhero like movies community.
Okay, just a quick thought. What do y'all think will come out like in the later chapter one of DC Gods and Monsters? DC Gods and Monsters.
You mean like, the what's gonna be after?
Yeah.
After Swamp Thing.
Yeah, after Swamp Thing, after all the
after the first chapter all this. I would say probably a Justice League for sure.
Justice League Dark.
Probably. I would say a good move for them should be a GSA movie because we didn't get a chance with Black Adam. We only had a small snippet.
I want to see Martian Manhunter. Yeah.
Oh, for sure, bro.
Yeah. I want to see Martian Manhunter, bro. For God.
For me, I would like to see like more Batman villains than just Joker.
Oh yeah.
Because Batman has more villains than has
But I would say in general, I want to see less of Batman stuff and more of the rest of the DC.
I want to see like maybe like the combination, maybe at the end maybe Brainiac or something like.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You have the Suicide Squad game.
No Gorilla. Yeah. What's his name?
Gorilla Grodd.
You have Atrocitus. You have Clayface, which is a Batman villain.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
There's so many things that you can play with.
Yeah, it's just that they keep on reusing like the same villains or that.
Solomon Grundy. Trigon.
Grundy.
Because we have the Amazon Paradise Lost one.
Paradise Lost,
That's really a lot, man. But also please give us a follow at our Spotify, Instagram and TikTok and subscribe to our YouTube app Passion Fruit Podcast.
Yes, like, share, comment our Instagram post for this episode on what do you think
what are you most excited for?
What's your next DCU
plan?
What context of DCU are you most excited for?
Yeah.
And tag us when you share it so that we can post it in our IG story.
That's right. Yeah. And we have new episodes released on Friday. So keep a lookout for them.
It's Friday. Watch out.
The best podcast of the DC. And that's it. We are Passion Fruit Podcast
SG.
Starting out.
Bye-bye.